I am. It's something that Sinn Féin have been engaged on for a long time now. The idea of not paying back the promissory note, which is going to cost the state in excess of 75 billion euro. And we know this Wednesday an unguaranteed bond is being paid by the state to Anglo of 1.25 billion euro. So I think at the time when we're seeing cuts to home help hours, cuts to and threatening of community hospitals, when we're seeing teachers being lost in our schools, that the idea of paying back this debt, which is not an Irish debt, which was never taken out in the Irish people's name, being paid back is absurd. And I welcome the fact that a group of academics have come together under the banner of Anglo Not Our Debt, and it's one that I would fully support.
Now, Leo Varadkar said yesterday that the failure to pay this debt, to pay the bondholders, it would set off a financial bomb in Ireland.
Well, Leo Varadkar is trying to spoof the Irish people. He's trying to scare the Irish people. And the reality is that if we didn't pay back the promissory note on Wednesday, or the unguaranteed bond on Wednesday, that means the Irish state would have an additional 1.25 billion euro. Now, that is more than the health cuts right across the state this year. That is more, far more than the cuts to education. Indeed, today, 30 million euro of an unguaranteed bondholder is also being paid today, which is more than the savings for just schools or the rural schools that are going to lose their teachers. So the decisions the policymakers have to make and politicians is whether you put the Irish people first, whether you wear the green jersey, or whether you want to just concede to Frankfurt's way all the way.